Welcome back to Boundaries That Stick. Five reasons why your boundaries don't work and what to do about it. This is lesson four, breaking free from the justification trap. I'm Brent Peake, your coach on this journey, and welcome back. In our last lesson, we discussed the compliance trap and how to avoid it by focusing on your own actions, your own responses. And in this lesson, we're going to tackle another common boundary trap. I think this is probably the most common one that I hear and encounter with family members and couples, the justification trap. This trap involves the belief that boundaries have to be justified or understood by someone else before we can enforce it and follow through with that step four that we've discussed. So let's come back to Jennifer again. Jennifer, our busy mom, has an adult daughter named Lisa. And Lisa frequently asks Jennifer to babysit her new baby on short notice. Now, while Jennifer loves spending time with her granddaughter, she also needs time to manage her work and her personal life. And each time Lisa calls, Jennifer finds herself explaining why she can't babysit, listing her work commitments, her personal errands, and other responsibilities in really great detail, hoping that Lisa will understand what Jennifer's constraints are. But often, despite these explanations, Lisa will often respond with disappointment or guilt tripping, making Jennifer feel obligated to say yes more than she would like. So this pattern leaves Jennifer feeling overwhelmed, resentful. She is caught in the justification trap, where her need to provide reasons for her boundaries undermines her confidence and results in weakened limits. And the constant back and forth explanations drains her energy and leaves her feeling unappreciated. And Jennifer starts to notice that her own needs are constantly being pushed aside, causing her stress levels to rise and her personal time to dwindle. So what is the justification trap? Well, the justification trap occurs when you feel the need to provide reasons or justifications for your boundaries in order to make them valid. And this belief undermines your confidence. It leads to weakened boundaries. And you become entangled in trying to convince the other person rather than simply standing firm in your own needs. So there's three signs I want you to look out for. How do I know when I'm caught in the justification trap? Sign number one, when you're caught in a debate about whose needs are more urgent. If you find yourself constantly debating or arguing about whose needs are more important or urgent, it's a clear sign that you are caught in the justification trap. For example, when you try to explain why you need personal time and the conversation shifts to comparing whose needs are greater rather than simply respecting the stated boundary. Sign number two that you're caught in the justification trap, feeling the need to provide detailed explanations. When you're setting a boundary, you feel compelled to give extensive explanations or justification for your decision. Instead of simply saying yes when you're unavailable for a social event, you list all the reasons and the responsibilities that prevent you from attending, hoping for validation from someone else before you can feel like you have a right to follow through on your boundary. Sign number three that you're caught in the justification trap, experiencing guilt or anxiety after setting a boundary. If after attempting to set a boundary, you feel guilty or anxious because you worry that your reasons weren't good enough, and that others didn't understand it, then you're probably caught in the justification trap. And this emotional response indicates that you're relying on someone else's approval of your boundary rather than standing firm in your own needs and in your own worthiness of being able to set a boundary. Understanding your own worth is a key step to being able to set and follow through on your boundaries. Here's the key insight from this lesson. You don't need to justify your boundaries. Your boundaries are valid simply because they are yours. They reflect what you need. They reflect your desires and your hopes. And you don't need to provide reasons or seek approval from someone else in order to set a boundary. Clear and confident communication of what you need is enough. Now, I get that sometimes in some relationships where you feel more comfortable you may be able to offer some degree of explanation in order to bring about some greater understanding. But if you feel like you have to do it in order to make your boundary valid or to feel like you have a right to it, that's the justification trap. So here's how to fix it. Really simple trick. Don't explain. Just get to a yes or no. To avoid the justification trap, practice stating your boundaries clearly, confidently, without explanation or justification, and focus on getting to a yes or no rather than convincing someone. If you need time alone, then simply say, "I need time alone right now. Will you be okay with that?" You don't have to provide a reason. And if the other person wants to debate it, don't get caught in that debate. Just simply come back to the boundary. "I need some space right now. Will you be okay with that? Yes or no?" So, practical steps, get to that yes or no. State the boundary clearly, ask for agreement, and then stand firm in your boundary. So let's come back to Jennifer again. She's determined to regain control of her time, so she decides to change her approach. Jennifer realizes that her boundaries are valid without needing to justify them to her daughter Lisa. So the next time Lisa calls and asks for some last-minute babysitting, Jennifer responds firmly yet kindly, "I can't babysit today. I have some things I need to take care of." When Lisa presses for those reasons, Jennifer avoids falling into that trap of detailed explanations, and she simply reiterates her boundary. "I'm not available today, but I can help you plan for a different time." By sticking to that clear and concise boundary, Jennifer begins to notice a change. And initially, Lisa's confused. Lisa pushes back, probably even a bit angry about it. But Jennifer remains steadfast, and over time, Lisa begins to understand and respect that boundary. Jennifer feels a sense of relief and empowerment because she no longer has to justify every decision and every boundary. And this approach allows her to maintain her personal and professional balance while still enjoying time with her family on her own terms. By breaking free of the justification trap, Jennifer successfully reclaims her time, reduces her stress, and gets to enjoy a healthier relationship with her daughter. So here's some key takeaways for you today. Number one, the justification trap is that belief that our boundaries have to be justified or understood before we can enforce them. Number two, and this is big, your boundaries are valid without the need for explanations. Clear and confident communication is enough. Number three, I want you to practice stating your boundaries clearly, asking for agreement, and then standing firm in what you need. All right, grab that journal, grab that notebook. Number one, I want you to think of a time when you felt the need to justify your boundary. How did that affect your confidence and your effectiveness in setting the boundary? Number two, identify a current situation where you need to set a boundary without justification. And it might be one where you've already fallen into that trap. What language, what words can you use to state your boundary clearly, confidently, and get to that yes or no? Number three, how can you practice standing firm in your needs without feeling the need to explain or justify them? What needs to happen in your mindset? What are some things that you can do to remind yourself, that you can say to yourself, to remind yourself, "My boundaries are worth setting. They don't have to be justified." So, the justification trap. So in this lesson, we looked at that trap. We talked about ways to overcome it, being clear in your boundary, confident without justification, get to that yes or no. When you do this, you're going to be able to maintain stronger boundaries and respect for your own needs. In the next lesson, we're going to get into the minimization trap, and we'll discuss another common boundary trap and how to address it. So stay tuned, and I will see you in the next lesson.